This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Liberal garbage. Unbelievable. Don't you love Trump's tweets last night where he talked about Mika and Scarborough begging to meet him at Mar-a-Lago? And then his Secret Service detail said, you know, she's out here. She's had plastic surgery. She's got blood dripping out of her, you know, hair. Obviously, Psycho Joe, as he's known, was pretty revved up. Who knows what they were out doing? Word is they like to party pretty hard. And Trump, you notice, said that she's low IQ and he's a psycho. Wonder why the president called old Joe Scarborough a psycho. You ever investigated Joe Scarborough, folks, spent a few minutes looking into his past? Why he left Congress? Mm-hmm. Why he's the perfect shill? They went to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row on New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. And she doesn't even know about the tunnel. I'm not going to tease them. I'm going to stop right there. But celebrating the fall of these arrogant dirtbags off of their vulture perches as they try to destroy this country and this world, as they try to consolidate total control, is a real pleasure. It's a luxury. I relish it with great satisfaction and savor. Now, they use the whole Pizzagate thing that mainstream media created by pointing at the pizza place instead of the pedophile code words that were in the emails and the wiener procurement operations that we first reported that have been confirmed. They decoyed us. And like a bird dog, we took the bird in our mouth about 5 seconds, it tasted bad, threw it out, and went after the real birds. But they've tried to use Pizzagate as a facelift for the pedophile empire. Paul Watson has an excellent report, Pedophiles Rule the World. Well, actually, the globalists that rule the world use pedophilia and Satanism and other things as the control arm, and they want pedophiles as their Renfields, as their servants, as their minion class. The real controllers torture children to death. They don't have sex with them. Renfield just wants to play with another slave because he was abused himself. Doesn't mean the abuse isn't horrible. And the Catholic Church was infiltrated and taken over by a pedophile network. Ratzinger was removed and sent to Gandalf Castle, being blackmailed that a lot of his top people reportedly were involved in trafficking of children. He was sent to Gandalf Castle. I'm not talking about Lord of the Rings. It really is where he's basically on house arrest at Gandalf Castle. And then the liberal savior pope came in, who reportedly, from our sources, had been running the whole op. Well, just as we're striking back against the pedophile networks here in the United States, they're striking back in Australia. Australian cardinal, best friend and top aide to the pope, is charged with sexual assault of scores of children. And the pope's backing him to the hill. That's right. We're going to go inside the rabbit hole of the Renfields and the Draculas on the other side. Word is, Pope Francis is a Dracula.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are accelerating towards the global quickening, a cascade of singularity moments leading our species toward our ultimate destiny, the doorway to the future, the doorway to things the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, the mind has not dreamed, is before us. We are entering the threshold, but guarding it is the fallen one. Now, whether you believe in Christian cosmology, and the final equation doesn't matter, because the devil believes in you, and the archetype is certainly real. Ladies and gentlemen, hiding in plain view, the Vatican has been completely taken over by multinational intelligence agencies using the honeypot of pedophilia. And once they get people in positions of power, they recruit more in and then fill all the spaces with more pedophiles. It's all over the Italian press. It's all over the Roman newspapers. It's well documented. I traveled there last year. We have had experts on. We should get Leo Zagami back on. documenting the fact that they use child rape and child murder. There's been a lot of children found dead at the Vatican, strangled to death, and they use that information to control the world's second largest religion. Because you can say Catholicism is its own brand of Christianity, and there's a billion Catholics, and there's like a billion Protestants, and there's a 1.4 billion Muslims. But I traveled there. I investigated it. If you're watching on television, that's a time lapse. I shot off my hotel balcony right over the Vatican, and it's 100 and 200 foot walls. And now, the Vatican's top cardinal, the vice president, basically, of the Vatican, the best friend of the Pope, his confidant, charged with sexual assault and a string of young children. The rape of children, the rape of little boys. And you notice that it's over 10,000 pedophiles arrested since Trump got in. And the police will bust hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, in some cases with houses full of cages with little children, sometimes dead children, and it'll be in the newspaper one time. That tells you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a major network here, and we already know that. I personally am in financing private investigators and others that are interfacing with law enforcement on the trail of this right now, and that's why the enemy's hitting us so hard, because they know behind the scenes I'm not buying a private jet. I'm trying to finance going after these people and giving law enforcement the final piece they haven't had, media that's willing to report it. Just like in V for Vendetta, and the inspector says, why didn't you do this earlier? He said, I was waiting for you, inspector. Well, now it's the other way around. The police have been waiting for us. And now Trump has signaled the attack. UK intelligence has been rounding up the pedophiles. They've been saying that it literally runs the government. That's mainstream London Telegraph headlines. It's a system of evil. And let me explain something. In the Netherlands and in Germany and in Spain and France particularly and in Northern European countries as well, they will bust houses in some cases with 20, 30, 40 kids in it, starving to death, and many little skeletons buried, and it just gets taken off the news. And what they do is they torture them for months. They believe they're sucking the energy out of them. The psychopaths call it using them up. So understand, the Renfields generally were tortured as children themselves and then want to go out and associate sexual love with children because they were raped as children. And I'm not condoning what they've done. They're horrible, horrible creatures, but they are products of the true vampires. Not metaphysical vampires, not legendary vampires, not true immortals, but the spirits, the possession that overtakes these people as they, in their off time, are in dungeons with little children begging for mommy. And that's what they do, and that's who they are, and they hate me, and they hate you, and they hate America, and they hate Jesus Christ, and they hate women, and they hate children. They want to murder you and your family. They want to fund radical Islam, bring it in, because it is based on pedophilia and oppression of women and children as well. And inbreeding. What, England's 2% Pakistani and 30-something percent of the deformities are Pakistani. I'm not bashing Pakistani folks. They're great, smart people, but the Islamic inbreeding of marrying your sister, marrying your cousin is causing this, and it shows another curse of the mental illness. The sign of Cain, whatever you want to call it. But the same mental illness of the royal elites inbreeding together is the same mental illness and the same sickness that we see in Islamic cultures. And you see this evil alliance with the globalists and Islam. So here it is. Australian cardinal and aide to Pope is charged with sexual assault. That's the New York Times. You got to read deep to find out it was little kids. Pope backs Australian cardinal in fight against sex abuse charges. And again, Pope Francis, even the London Guardian admits, used the sex scandals as a Jesuit coup d'etat inside of the Vatican. And it's so sick. And it's so evil these creepy old men. And just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that's only the gateway drug, is raping the little boys. It's always little boys. Because they want to stunt the manhood and create a slave, create a servant of Dracula. Again, everything is archetype in the literature, folks. Every culture said, you don't get near the castle at night, they'll kill you. That's because the inbred elites are always the same. They want to grab you. They want to take you. And they want to suck the life out of you. They spiritually want to hear those babies beg for their mamas and be in that horror. And they want to scare the hell out of those children and do horrible satanic rituals where they put on demon masks and just terrorize the hell out of them until they give up and are zombies and are gone. And they celebrate the destruction of the innocence and the torture of the soul that is the heart of God's creation. They blaspheme and defile children. And Hollywood sexualizes the children, and they have the ads sexualizing children. It's all their religion. Abortion they like. That's why they've caught them in abortuaries all over the country doing rituals. It doesn't mean if you were part of an abortion that you knew that or that you're even bad, as long as you're aware of the overall program that you were deceived. But they get you involved in the evil, and then you commit to the evil, believing that, oh, no, it can't be evil. I've got to harden my heart. But no, that's what it's about. But even better is getting a 3 or 4 year old and torturing them for as long as possible until the light goes out of their eyes. And these demon-possessed psychopaths, I've talked to top psychiatrists on the show, the famous lady that goes and talks to all the serial killers, and she said, yeah, that's not really in the mainline literature because they don't want it to be there, but they're all devil worshippers, and they all basically have no consciousness until they're killing somebody or hurting an innocent person or torturing a woman, and then there's like white light, and they're alive. When they're not doing it, they're having nightmares. The demons are attacking them. It's a hellish, depressed existence until they go out and grab your child and torture them. And then there's ecstasy, the satanic pleasure. This is the great secrets of the enemy. Now, let's go ahead and read and break this down. Vatican's third most powerful figure, he's really number two, Cardinal Pell, charged with multiple sex assaults. The extent of the charges the senior Vatican cardinal is facing has not been revealed by police. However, according to Patton, there are multiple complaints related to those charges, adding that they were minors at the time of the alleged assaults and are now aged from their 20s to their 50s. The allegations are believed to stretch from the time that Pell was a priest in the Australian town of Ballarat to when he was Archbishop of Melbourne. It is alleged that the cardinal groomed boys at a swimming pool at Ballarat in the 1970s and committed the assault at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne, according to the Australian. And they commit the rapes in the sanctuary. That's why Sandusky was at noon on a Saturday at the field house at Penn State raping little kids in front of everybody, because that's how you do it. You do it out in the open. You celebrate it. The Vatican's third most powerful figure, Cardinal Pell, charged with sex assaults on minors. Papal resignation linked to inquiry into Vatican gay officials, says the paper. London Guardian, no. The blackmail was the murder of children. The murder of children. The murder. The murder. The murder. Face the enemy. Stop living in denial about who we're dealing with and what we're up against. They can be easily defeated, but you've got to admit they exist. Oh, but the news that focused CNN, New York Times, Washington Post on a pizza place instead of the pizza code words in the Podesta emails that got people to distract off into that. That's the facelift now. Pedophilia never existed. It never happened. Wiener wasn't caught with the 15-year-old, all the rest of it. Of course, we broke that. Of course, it's all documented. And, of course, it scares these people. It scares them to death. Because they know their system is being exposed, and they are hungry for more children to torture and murder and rip their teeth out and flay their skin and do brain surgeries on them with their little faces looking at a mirror. Oh, yeah. It's just the hell on earth, and all these globalists having sex in the blood and killing other kids in front of other children and just hailing Satan and praying for the death of the earth, praying for hell to be manifest. That's who we're facing. We must take the field and destroy them.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591. 9591.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made
the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept...
America is back. Trump is actually acting as the president. He is acting for the undersea American people in reciprocal trade deals and energy deals. I mean, he had the Indian prime minister there saying, absolutely, we're buying 100 of your Boeing jets. We're going to do major investment in infrastructure and buy U.S. systems and U.S. power plants. And you're going to work with us. And they're already delivering. All because now we're not going to be allied with basically China and Pakistan against India. Real simple. That's how it works, having somebody back who's actually working for the country. And all the criminals and all the scum and all the king's men of the New World Order that got in control of this nation and were selling it out piece by piece, they are so freaked out. It's like coming home when you've been gone for a week on vacation and your college son or daughter, we've all heard these stories, is there with a bunch of their friends having a party. And you walk in and say, hey, get out of here. And there's some teenager sitting there on your couch with their feet kicked up. Just saying, oh, I'm going to leave in a minute. Or I'm not going to leave at all. This is my house. This is the insane arrogance of the parasites that have infested civilization. And we're bringing equilibrium back. Again, we're not like the communists or the socialists or the fascists or the technocrats that promised some utopia. Our imperfection is the utopia. The great struggle, the great striving is the perfection. God experiencing consciousness through each and every one of us. That's not New Age. That's the Bible. Christ, the pure manifestation of that. We're made in the image of the Creator, little g. And look what we can envision. Look what we can build. And God is all-knowing, omnipresent, created the entire universe and everything in it, and gives us free will, while at the very same time, guiding those that are drawn towards interfacing with God. It's powerful. But there are those that interface with the twisted evil, the darkness. And I know that to those that are pure, the darkness has a certain beauty to it. But once you're enveloped by the darkness, you find out all it is sorrow and pain, betrayal and failure. The opposite of God. Now, coming up the next long segment, just look at these headlines. Help us, help us. Swedish National Police Commissioner begs as number of no-go zones rises. But our media says, oh, the Muslims let you into any neighborhood, just like you can't go to Muslim countries and, you know, go outside of your compound. But you know, they're not discriminatory once they take over in places in Sweden and France and Belgium. But, of course, it's expanding. That's coming up. We've got the total meltdown, not just of CNN, but the entire dinosaur kleptocrat media trying to prop up CNN, getting caught up in the black hole. It's spectacular. We're going to go over Cuomo lecturing everyone with a new whopper. Remember he said that you can only read WikiLeaks through him as illegal, but he's a journalist, so he's allowed to. Total bull. Talking to you like you're 3 years old. I'm allowed to get in the cookie jar, but you're not allowed to. I'm allowed to play in the yard. You're not allowed to play in the yard without mommy or daddy. I mean, he talks to you like you're an idiot. He talks to you like you're stupider than a dog, than a cocker spaniel. Who are these people? A bunch of thugs is what they are. Bunch of trash. They go get that gangster. They got that thug. Scarborough, real tough guy, Psycho Joe. Yeah, Trump's got his eye on him, Psycho Joe. Now, folks, we're going to investigate. Why is he called Psycho Joe? Let's just say he's a man that can be trusted. A man. He's compromised. A man who's a defiler. When we return, we're going to get into the collapse of MSM. It's here. Now, they're going to strike back, but I can tell you, the damage is irreversible. The tide has now turned. This is such an epic time. You are living in grand history. But be prepared. The enemy's coming.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial commoners.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first report say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
Almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you were with us or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of governments would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all of them.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
about these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess these stolen documents.
And that's Mr. Cuomo, who's got his thug brother that says if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of New York. People said, well, you can't say that. He said, I mean it. Get out. We run this country now. And there is the arrogant slob putting on his con game. And now he throws a fit. This whole fake news thing needs to end, and it needs to end right now. Well, it was your creation. It was Hillary's creation. It was Podesta's, but now it's been hung around your head as the blue ribbon pig. So you wanted to label us that, and so we expose what big fat liars you are. I mean, CNN takes hundreds of millions of dollars the last decade from Qatar and all these other countries to cover up human rights abuses. It's a total cesspool of propaganda and lies. But here they are freaking out that when they're attacking the press secretary or the deputy press secretary, or when they're lying and spewing and grandstanding, that they dare fight back and speak out. When the news is calling for Trump's death and his family's death, that while the press secretary might actually say, you're fake news, you've been reporting fake news, when they have like Acosta in there every day being caught putting out fake news, and they still go to Acosta, then he sits there and makes up more garbage. I was watching CNN this morning, and they just try to act so confident. It's all just a pure confidence game. They're bad actors. They're jokes. And they're sinking. Their ratings are almost non-existent right now. And I told you it's a dead cat bounce. MSNBCs are sliding now. And quote, their ratings were up 20% from what they were a few years ago. They'd already gone down to almost no viewers. Yes, news is more interesting now. People are tuning in for the spectacle. I'm watching it to keep track of what the enemy's doing occasionally. But they're universally reviled. I love the New York Times kept saying, we're doing great. We're expanding. We're booming. And I'd go actually read the shareholder news on it. And they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars a year. They're propped up by a Mexican kingpin. The richest guy in the world, reportedly. Of course, that's not true, but the richest, you know, nouveau riche. And they've got massive layoffs. They're falling apart. They're a joke. They're liars. Here at InfoWars, we're expanding as fast as we can, getting the proper personnel. We're about to go into a huge expansion phase, thanks to your support and your prayers. So there's the proof. We're expanding. Pull the trigger on a huge new studio we're building. It'll be done in a few months. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Now, let's go to Cuomo, again, lecturing everybody that this whole fake news thing needs to end, and it needs to end right now. But you started it, brother. You got a lot of huevos to get up there and say, now, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. Only we are in the media will tell you what they say. And then, of course, you don't. He also famously said a few months ago, you know, if your young daughter doesn't like seeing a full-grown man in the showers at their school and doesn't like seeing their genitals, they're hateful, and you taught them to be hateful. So, see, now, basically, pedophilia is a persuasion, and you're hateful as long as you call it transgender and say a transgendered man, a 300-pound man, wants to go in a shower with your 10-year-old daughter, and she gets freaked out seeing a naked man and his Johnson flying around. You're the weirdo, Cuomo says. He needs to break your will. The psych warfare chiefs are like, we've lost all credibility. They hate us. They see through us. We've got to say such outlandish stuff that somehow it shocks them back into submission. It's not working, scum. It's not working, filth. We know you hate us. We know you hate our children. We know you're the enemy. And I pray for you to be brought to justice. Whatever God's justice is, I pray for justice against CNN. Oh, and that brings me to my next issue. They're the ones with Wolf Blitzer having guests on talking about the guy that shot Congressman Scalise and the police officers wasn't evil. He was just tired of things. And they've got Kathy Griffin saying cut the president's head off. And they've got New York Times, Washington Post, and all the violence. And Newsweek, the case for rioting and promoting Black Lives Matter, killing cops. And, well, every time cops get killed, shot in the back for no reason. Well, it's your fault because a cop might have done something bad in another city. And Soros is running around financing all this, and you finance the Arab Spring, you finance all these revolutions, you finance all this murder and overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And then, You flood Europe with the jihadis and cover up all their crimes. And then CNN, MSNBC, all these other pieces of garbage. These are the traitors. These are the scum. These are the freedom haters. These are the America haters. These are the people, the type of trash that they can find to sit there and spew insane garbage and lies at you all day. And then tell you, I'm sick of this fake news thing. Stop it! Stop it! Well, you know, we called it the Kathy Griffin contest, but I said it's open-ended. I think we only paid out like $15,000, $200,000. Need to get on TV legally and lawfully, and you need to say CNN is fake news, Infowars.com. And by the way, you can do it on ABC, you can do it on CBS, you can do it on C-SPAN, any live event, $2,500, just to make it fun. There's a big banner on the front of Infowars.com. Now, we've got a lot of these videos. We've been playing. We're going to play some more. We have a limited staff. We're going to get the prizes out to folks. But it's just starting to, you know, take hold. But this is the time to do it. The CNN is fake news contest. Big banner on Infowars.com. It's a very, very exciting time to be alive and to really have these rats cornered by the light of truth. Now, let's go to Como.
Get rid of all the market reforms. Give Americans the freedom and insurance companies to design products that people can afford that suit their needs. And we won't be spending so much money on subsidies. And people will have, in terms of net effect, right, in terms of premiums, they won't be harmed.
But two
so
things on that.
We need information. And the debate on this thing has been completely distorted using incorrect information.
Well, two things about that. First of all, one thing. I know you're not suggesting that I'm using misleading information, right? You let me know what I'm saying that's inaccurate. This whole fake thing needs to end, and it needs to end right now. Chris, tell me what I'm getting wrong, or we'll deal with the numbers.
I'm not accusing you. I'm talking about the fact people don't understand the 22 million and there was a wrong baseline. And then the way the premiums are reported, you have to really understand the way economists take a look at this and what's really happening.
You look at these con men. And now he tries to put this straight face on when we have the internal emails from WikiLeaks. We have their own producers on video saying we lie, we deceive. It's what we do. We're trying to start a war with Russia. We know Trump's innocent. And you look at these people trying to double down with their feeble audience. It's a joke. And to watch the rest of the media trying to prop them up and run in and try to keep their whole facade going. It really is like watching a bunch of rats run around the deck of a sinking ship trying to find somewhere to jump off or leap off to. The public leapt off a long time ago, so enjoy your watery grave. And by that I mean historically. I wish no harm or violence against CNN or any other MSM. And, of course, we've always said that. But they keep saying Trump and myself and others speaking out against them. They're saying it's our fault the public doesn't trust them, and it's our fault the people hates them. No, people hate you because they know you're elitist, wannabe scum. They can't stand you. They know you're a pack of liars. That's your fault. Look in the mirror. It's your fault. You wanted to have a war with America. You wanted to try to bully people. You wanted to call the public racist because they wanted lower taxes or they didn't want Obamacare. You want to sit there and try to bully people all day. Then you're going to have folks stand back up against you. And your whole bully boy facade is going down, scumbags. I don't have fake confidence like you do with your big money and your globalist backing. I come from the streets. I come from Access Television. They always use that like it's some negative thing, that I come from the grassroots and I have the pedigree to show it. I'm proud of the fact I never got government money or big corporate money. I'm proud of the fact. I was telling my friends this morning, I'm ashamed that I'm in Hollywood movies. I mean, I like Rick Linklater. He invited me to be in Scanner Darkly and Waking Life, and I've been invited to be in a lot of other movies, and I've said no now. And literally, I would not be in starring roles in Hollywood. You could not pay me to be in L.A. You could not pay me to be part of that. It is a total joke, and I was never into it. But now I realize it's beyond not being into it. I hate it. I cannot stand it. It is absolutely toxic and evil and just a total joke, and it's so liberating to be completely above the hype and just to absolutely be disconnected from the globalist paradigm. I'm aware of what they do. I'm aware of what they spew, but I don't care what they say, what they push, their lies about me. It means nothing. because they're run by a bunch of pedophiles and devil worshippers and greedy, hateful slobs whose time is coming to an end. And thank God, thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we're not with these people and these big mega churches that are all wannabe Hollywood little deals where, you know, the preacher's the star and there's all this other crud and everybody plays it safe. It's sick. It's sick. CNN anchor, Trump putting journalists in danger. Declaration of war on the media has emboldened. You're the ones calling for war. You're the ones calling for death. You're the ones calling for Trump's wife to be, you know, gang raped. You're the ones calling for his supporters to be attacked. You're the ones covering up when your thugs go out and attack the supporters. And it's in the WikiLeaks. You're the ones. You're the ones. You're the ones pushing violence. And so you keep saying we're pushing violence as you hope somebody shoots somebody from CNN. Nobody should hurt CNN. Nobody should hurt ABC. You should tell their sponsors you don't like them. You should not watch it. You should expose them. We've got T-shirts that say fake news with CNN's logo, Infowars.com. Wear those out. This is about celebrating the truth by exposing the lies. But again, everybody knows they're the ones pushing violence. Everybody knows, and then they turn around and say, we're to blame because the White House won't completely roll over to you people. Trump's the type of president we need who knew this wave was coming, knew when to run, knew when to take action. Talk about instincts. It's here. It's happening. Let's go to this clip.
General, and the fact of the matter is we're not fake media. We're here to do a job. Respect the job. We respect yours. And if you're not going to respect us, we need to speak up.
Hey, Chris, I mean, at what point does this become dangerous? And I'm not just talking about dangerous in terms of tearing at the social fabric. I'm talking about dangerous as in a journalist gets hurt. Because I can tell you working overseas in war zones.
You back that up by 10 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, CNN pushed the narrative to the entire world of Iraq's WMDs that didn't exist. CNN pushed the narrative of expanded sanctions that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the Clintons. CNN pushed the fake Serbian war. CNN pushed the Arab Spring and the overthrow of all those countries and the overthrow of Ukraine and World War III with Russia. And they know it's a lie, but they're, quote, getting ratings. CNN is very fake news. CNN is the enemy of America. It's globalist. It doesn't want us to have borders. It doesn't want the middle class to have tax cuts. It wants a bunch of subservient slaves, to quote George Carlin. And so now they're up there saying, oh my gosh, this is going to get violent. You're the ones that want a civil war, which they're trying to start in July. We're only a few days away from them trying to kick a lot of this stuff off. So see, now they're trying to brand that it's our fault when they walk up and hit you in the head with a hammer or walk up and shoot a cop in the back. Let's go back to these pathetic liars who aren't hanging on for their dear life. They think they're hanging on for their dear life. They already fell off the side of the cliff. Let's go back to them.
Hey, Chris, I mean, at what point does this become dangerous? And I'm not just talking about dangerous in terms of tearing at the social fabric. I'm talking about dangerous as in a journalist gets hurt. Because I can tell you working overseas in war zones, you know, people are emboldened by the actions of this administration, emboldened by the all-out sort of declaration of war on the media. If I'm getting it in the neck, Chris, I can only imagine what someone like you is dealing with. At what point does this become reckless or irresponsible, Chris?
I mean, Cuomo wants war. He wants to run his fat gangster mouth. Then you're going to get it, boy. Keep running your mouth. Keep pushing. Keep thugging. Take our restraint as weakness. You're going to find out now. You walked into the trap, scum. You're not getting that bear trap off your leg. I know you thought you were strangling America. We were getting our hands around your filthy neck the whole time. So if I was you, I'd let your eyes roll back in your head politically and see stars. Because we're going to put you and your system politically to sleep. And if you try to start a war or a false flag, it'll only make it worse for you in the end. You can have abstention. But you got to go for it now. You've got to give up now. And you're so close to giving up. That's good. Go ahead and give up. Because we're not even trying to run you to ground. But the time for giving you a quarter is... it's like this big iron door you had up, and it's already got holes melted through it, and it's rocking on its hinges. And when that thing falls down, I'm not going to be able to stop what's coming through on you. Quite frankly, your sacks of garbage. I don't want to disrupt things or hurt anybody. I just want you people to realize you're losers, come to grips with the fact you're scum, you're delusional, and that you failed. Because God loves children, drunks in the United States of America. Now, before I go to break here, briefly, we've got free shipping running for a few more weeks. I'm going to extend it. But the big announcement is MycoZX, you've heard of probiotics. This is an antifungal, anti-yeast system. Very powerful, very strong, amazing. It has 4.8 stars, unprecedented. MycoZX sold out for almost 6 months. It's now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. You get it 30% off with Biome Defense, are amazing. Top of the line. We believe it's the best out there. Probiotic. I've got folks working this building that had major, you know, issues. And then after they started getting on Biome Defense, no problems. Well, yeah, you eat the pesticides in the food. It kills all the good stuff. All you guys left is the bad stuff. So, MycoZX back in stock. Discount of 30% off combo with Biome Defense. Your purchase funds the InfoWar, so you cannot lose.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Como is the embodiment of the arrogance of MSM. They're hired because they're narcissistic, inward-looking, empty vassals that will read off teleprompters, but project confidence when they're anything but confident. But remember, he told you stop using the term fake news yesterday. But before that, he said, you don't read WikiLeaks or you get in trouble. You get spanked. I am a superhuman. I am Cuomo. I am your Lord. I am your master. I am your owner. I am your God. Submit to me. Here he is.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess these stolen documents.
And so he goes on. That's a great clip, but we should link in the full clip. Where he says, so everything you're going to get, you get from us. You get it from me, you understand? I run your life right now, and if you think it's going to be any different, I'm going to bust you up. You understand that? You get in line with everything I say. Meanwhile, Cuomo is what brother there in New York declares state of emergency for MTA, calls transit systems state of decline, unacceptable. Well, you're the ones looting everything and no infrastructure. You're the ones making fun of Trump's infrastructure plan. You're a joke. You're a thug. You're a scumbag. You're a nobody. You're a punk. You know it. Hey, if you just joined us, the number two guy, which I think is the number three, he's the aide-de-camp. He's the top advisor to the Pope. His best friend just got indicted for raping a bunch of little boys in Australia. Yes, across the world, the patriots are moving against the empire pedophiles, Satanists, devil worshippers, and general scum. Coming up, we have a former CIA field officer joining us to get into state of the world, Robert David Steele. Then we'll take your phone calls from the bottom of the hour. We're going to get into the ongoing Islamic invasion and a lot more. And then, Wolf Blitzer, potentially very dangerous for Trump to call the media an enemy of the people. Are they getting ready to run a false flag on themselves? No one's going to buy it. You know, I said, the minute I saw it, I said, this looks like a false flag the way it's produced. I said, that guy, that police captain, looks like a guy I saw in the Narcos series as an actor. Turns out the guy is an actor. And the helicopter's attacking the Supreme Court for 2 hours. It's fake. And no one's believing it. But yesterday, media called it a conspiracy theory to question that it was a real attack on the communist government. And now, today, the media says no one buys it. See, they just don't want you thinking on your own. They want to tell you how everything works. Like, there's some Mars junk, probably from one of our landers. It looks human. In a photo out today, I'll get to later, that a probe videoed. Took photos of, and the conspiracy theorists think it might be man-made or alien. Well, obviously it's man-made or alien, but the point is, it's probably space junk. But a whole bunch of 50-something probes we know of on Mars. So, okay, it looks like human space junk. Looks like our designs. But they just say, conspiracy theorists think it might be space junk. See, because only the news can tell you what it is. Because they have to wait and run back and get told. That's why for a day when the whole Project Veritas thing broke, the whole MSM wouldn't cover it. Because they had to decide how they would spin it first. There it is. Conspiracy theorists think it's alien spacecraft. Think this Mars Curiosity rover picture proves aliens exist. See? No, no, it's called people are speculating. But see, having your own thoughts is now a conspiracy theory. Hour number two, straight ahead, spread the link, Infowars.com. They hate it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love